two or three other questions which relate to the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, we're sitting today in this room with masks, so it's a continuing problem. And we also know that this, unfortunately, will be with us for a little longer. So my first question, and I note the state replies, the first time that the law on emergencies was used was the COVID-19 pandemic, as is noted in paragraph 61 of the state replies. And here I want to note that many states declared such a state of emergency, and some informed the UN Secretary General in derogations on Article 4 of the Covenant, and others have not. And our own committee adopted a statement on this matter in April 2020 to give some guidance. My first question here is, given the significant restrictions on rights to counter the pandemic, I'm just wondering why Luxembourg made a decision not to make a derogation under Article 4 of the Covenant. My second question relates to paragraph 65, which notes the measures taken to suspend time limits for procedures before courts and waive the requirements for public hearings. And here my question is, what are the continuing effects, if any, of COVID-19 on the judiciary, especially in terms of delays with handling cases, especially criminal cases? I know that many countries are incurring delays, significant delays in dealing with cases, and this is of course related to Article 14 under our covenant. My last question on the COVID-19 pandemic concerns state measures taken to protect the rights of vulnerable persons, especially the elderly, persons with disabilities, persons with limited income. So I'm wondering if the delegation of Luxembourg could tell us a little bit more in terms of what specific measures were taken in order to protect the rights of these categories of persons. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and I'm looking forward to the replies.
Thank you, Mr. Zeperi. And Mr. Quezada is also seeking the floor. Mr. Quezada.
Thank you, Chair. Briefly, I want